Lucky.
Yeah, how are you feeling today, Jim, after that?
Yeah, I think we definitely dodged a bullet today. I think Dunfermline were excellent. You know, they showed their quality and why they're scoring so many goals. We knew that they've got good players. I've worked with a couple of them, obviously, and we knew they can bring a level of performance that's higher than the league that they play in, you know, and that's why they're doing so well in that league. So, from our point of view, we weren't at the races. I thought we started the game well enough and scored a good goal. Dunfermline come back, then we get another one. But I think after that, Dunfermline are definitely a better team. And as I say, we definitely dodged the bullet.
What was the problem with your guys today? Was it just knocked off the stride a bit?
No, I think, you know, sometimes in the cup ties, these things can happen because the home crowd gets behind. But from our point of view, there was too many players out of position at key moments. And I think Dunfermline, you know, were good at punishing that. They got the ball forward quickly and the front four were a handful, you know. And, you know, you've got to put your hands up and say they played well.
No Boyce and Curran today, but... Shout, we've got a goal.
Were
you kind of happy enough with what you got from them?
Yeah, I was delighted with the going forward side. I think we can do a wee bit more in terms of the hold up play and stuff. But no, I thought as a partnership they done quite well together, you know. But they didn't see a lot of the ball either, you know. So for that point of view, it was a wee bit frustrating.
To get Dunfermline back to Dingwall must be to your advantage, though.
Well, obviously we're a home side. We're home form strong, but it's by no means a given. You know, you just need to look at that performance that they've turned in today, and we've got to turn in a similar performance to get through into next round.
Thanks.